Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti, my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Well, let's well, back to
go?
The show and back to Earth, too. So
yeah, we need to know where you went, or do we?
Well, I'll just say that we've got a whole lot of new beings participating in. So if we have funky phone experiences, you'll know why, which we had before we came online. So they haven't figured out the phone situation yet, and so their frequencies are so high, so they tend to play havoc with all phones. And believe me, I've tried every phone I've got, and I've got some pretty powerful phones. So, all right, tonight's... Tonight's show is about our fabulous Mercury retrograde that we've been experiencing.
Woo-hoo!
We're almost through it. And so if you're feeling tired, confused, shocked, invisible, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And the team will come through tonight. I hope anyway. And I'm going to try to hold as much energy as I can.
I think it's hard to find out if you're tired from one thing or another, but there's so much going on.
I actually, after I sent this out, and the team always decides what they want to say here, and I received this. Unfortunately, I had it all typed out, and half of it disappeared. So nothing surprises me. Since I'm sure everybody is having computer experiences, I know I'm not the only one. But this came in after I sent out the announcement, and I thought, thank you so much, because this really puts it into such... I'm just going to read a couple of excerpts, because, folks, I got to tell you, and I've been back doing sessions now for almost 2 weeks, and people's lives are just going cuckoo. I'm sure you're experiencing that as well, Ronnie, aren't you?
Yes, big challenges.
So I'm just going to read these excerpts. Since August 3rd until the 26th, when Mercury goes direct, again at 18 degrees of Leo, you're going to feel that your world has fallen into the worst chaos and that you're not alone. All the structures of our lives are being destroyed so that we may reconstruct ourselves in a way that is much truer to our divine purpose. If it feels like what happened in the past few years seems part of another lifetime, it's because it is. With only 10 weeks left to the first ending of the Mayan calendar, October 28th of this year, which completes the cycle begun in January 5th, 1999. I mean, that's how far we're going back. We're coming now at a major crossroads. I read this and I actually almost fell out of my chair laughing. A reincarnation without leaving our physical body. We simply don't have the luxury to float around aimlessly. We need to know what our hearts truly want, pursue our dreams, and believe in our ability to manifest miracles in our own lives. Become the vision that you have for yourself and it will materialize. Now, right here, I want to just insert... I love Steve Rother. He channels the group. And the group did a wonderful channeling, which I didn't have time to put together tonight, about the fact that many people are waking up for several hours. You know, they wake up in the middle of the night. Some for, you know, eventually it'll be for a couple of hours. We're going to sleep in segments, which I knew that was coming. But what was interesting is that during that awake time, for all of you who are warriors, it's such a powerful time in the middle of the night, and this really struck me because I am still, you know, fairly bladder conscious at the moment. It still kind of dictates my nighttime experience. And so what's really, because I'm still in the healing process, but what's really interesting is that what the group had said was that the thoughts that you have and the things you think during that awake time in the middle of the night will manifest faster than anything else. And I thought, wow, is that powerful. So I'm very conscious when I have to get up and go piddle that, you know, that I'm sending absolutely positive, wonderful, loving, affirmative, you know, thoughts and energy to my body and to anything that's on my mind. And so I just want to share that with everyone because I think that's a really, really, really important piece for us right now. Going back to just the excerpts that I have from this other article, communication is worse than during any other Mercury retrograde because of the opposition 180-degree aspect with Neptune. Nothing is stable, neither within nor without. And I can attest to this. Our perceptions are changing. New situations are suddenly and unexpectedly replacing old ones. Our reality is shifting. We have no choice but to let go of the past and to surrender to the unknown. We may feel strange anxieties for no apparent reason. And boy, I'm seeing a lot of this. Are you?
Yeah, I am actually.
That's this feeling of anxiety coming over people, I think is just really interesting. And in the face of very real life-threatening dramas, be calmly detached, which is the other one. Time could be simultaneously accelerating, slowing down. We could experience emotions ranging from mild to severe depression. Tons of that. I was on the phone with a dear friend the other day, and I said, you know, I am not a person that gets depressed. You know, I always have a vision. I'm always moving forward, except unless I'm down for the count. And, I had been experiencing depression, and especially as I went through these physical challenges, and she was saying that she was experiencing the same thing, and she never gets depressed. And I said, you know, this is not us. wondering where we are, why we're living this way, what is the purpose of it all. It's almost as if we are simultaneously in and outside of our lives, observing the motions without participating in them. And this is a big one right here. When ancient heavy thought and emotional patterns are released, all the symptoms of a major physical detoxification can be present. A lingering dissatisfaction could make us wish to change our lives from A to Z. Responsibilities could feel difficult to meet because basically we don't really care anymore.
I can go with that one.
Yes, me do. It's a strange, volatile time during which we should avoid making any drastic decisions. After the chips fall on September 10th, we should have more clarity. We're being prepared for a whole new beginning on a whole new plane of reality. And that, I loved, a whole new beginning on a whole new plane of reality. It's as if we have boarded a plane that will land on a first exotic destination on October 28, 2011, that we had until now never even known existed. We're being asked to purge ourselves of destructive patterns. Oh, God. And now is the time when each one of us needs to start shining again in the brilliance of our truth. There's another small piece in this. This retrograde is supercharged, quite extraordinary. Solar winds, which we've been experiencing, will further amplify the energy. It's like a full moon times 10. Just as solar winds can disrupt electromagnetic fields of computers and phones, they can do likewise to the human aura. It's important to take time to center and avoid depressions and anger. Also, a lot of house cleaning and clearing in terms of relationships. And this started back in May, which I think a lot of people realize, has gone on through June and July, and we're still in it. Also taking a survey of what's true for you. Boy. So I was like, okay, well, there it is in a nutshell, pretty much for everybody. And I know in talking with the people that I've been talking with, and I ask for everybody who knows the twins, Genevieve and Charlotte, to please, please, please include in your prayers Genevieve and her husband, Dan. They're facing a a very big challenge right now, and from a health perspective, and we all need to send as much love and light as we possibly can. His name is Dan Wamser, and Genevieve goes by her maiden name, which is Duran. And these are the twins, Charlotte and Genevieve. So another situation which I thought was really quite interesting, and I wanted to share with people about Tylenol PM. And I was doing a session the other day with someone, and a 20-year-old girl took Tylenol PM. It shut down her organs, and she never woke up. Yeah. And I guess the coroner, I'm assuming it's either the coroner or the doctor, was saying that they're really fighting to get bigger warnings on Tylenol PM. So I know she was taking some other things, but the two did not mix well. But regardless, this was the warning from either the coroner's office or the doctor, how dangerous Tylenol PM can be. So I wanted to throw that in. I mean, we have to really be careful, especially when we're going through extreme energies like we're going through right now. I think a lot of people are reaching for anything that will get them through the night. Are you having problems sleeping, or are you sleeping well?
Yeah. Oh, no. I've been practicing sleeping for 68 years, and I need more practice. The thing is that I'm awake probably 2 hours a night. In the last couple of nights, I haven't been, but mostly I'm awake for at least 2 hours in the middle of the night.
So then,
that's pretty common right now.
Yeah, well, what the group said then would certainly apply for you to be very, very careful about where your thoughts are.
I know. Sometimes in the middle of the night, you're so vulnerable, your thoughts go whanging all over the place.
Yes, they do. That's the problem. And that one really grabbed hold of me, you know, because... since I'm still doing this dance with my bladder, as it's going through its healing process, and you know, doing all the power retrievals I do, what's really been interesting is that it really showed up in my bladder, and I had an allopathic doctor say to me, "You've got one angry bladder," and I just cracked up laughing. And I said, "You noticed, huh?" And I did not go into what I do for a living or anything, but I thought, you know, oh, God, I wanted to say, yeah, well, you work on as much feminine rage as I do and see how angry your bladder is. And
I think it's interesting that at some point we have to be able to see all that and shift it. I don't think I can wake up all the time having perfect thoughts in the middle of the night.
No, I don't think you, but I think you can retrain yourself. If you look at it as a magic time and a very powerful time, where if you directed your thoughts to very positive, wonderful things.
Well, I get up and do meditations on CDs and stuff like that, so that helps.
Oh, good.
But
you actually get up?
Yeah, I've decided that's better than lying there trying to be positive.
Oh, my word. Well, I mean, then you'll find interesting that in the channeling from the group, they were talking about the fact that will become the norm rather than the exception, where you will sleep in segments, a couple
of
hours.
So I don't need sleep rehabilitation anymore.
No, you're probably ahead of the curve.
I'm probably ahead of everybody. Good grief, I never thought of that.
There you go. See, it's a different. It's all perception, Veronica. It's a different way to look at it.
So does this mean we're going to doze off and on during the day as well?
They didn't reference that, so I really don't know. I actually happen to like going to bed, and but during the healing process that I'm going through right now, I have these interesting little spasms that can come up in the bladder. So it's, you know, it does tend to keep me, you know, up and down, and but I lost a full 30 days. I really don't remember much of anything again. So, you know, I kind of looked after I read this piece, and I said, well, it actually makes a lot of sense, because I've been doing some really extraordinary work with my chiropractors on, you know, well, not voluntarily, but whenever Dr. Greenwald gets a hold of me and says, your body wants to clear this cosmic thing and that cosmic thing, and then boom, all of a sudden I'm in process for 90 days and don't know where I'm going to end up when it's over. There is a version of me on the other side of the veil that I swear she just sits at a control panel and pushes buttons. And so she and I are having talks lately, which are, you know, stop it. I know somebody thinks this is a really grand idea to clear as much as possible in this lifetime. I think it's a great idea. It's just that I don't want to do it all in one fell swoop. I don't find it exceedingly fun. But back to everybody.
Time reduced agony.
yeah, thank you. For everybody out there, and I really, God bless you all, be careful with the depression because that can disconnect you. And right now, don't make any choices and decisions. This is not the time to do it, okay? Because we are going through this really fascinating time. And, you know, I kind of snapped out a couple of days ago. It's been a gradual process to where I felt, you know, strong again. And, and it's really interesting for me because during the healing process, even though I was doing sessions this last, these 2 weeks tomorrow, every time I did a session, I could feel it in my bladder, you know, the processing, and if I was dealing with somebody who carried a lot of feminine rage, it would get really triggered. And so I've been doing a lot of different work and with God and Goddess to really set up a whole level of protection and love and support, you know, for my body, which has been something I've been remiss in the past. Can't afford to do that anymore. But I'm being good about it now. But for so many people, in talking with some of them, I can actually feel them, and I'm sure you run into this too, Veronica, where it's like they're out on a tether and feeling more and more and more disconnected. And, you know, the kind of tether like, you know, you see on a movie or on television where they're out on a spacecraft, you know, and they go outside of the craft, but they're tethered, and then, you know, with some dramatic movie, somehow the tether gets cut and they go spiraling out into space. Right. And so I've been feeling this with people as well, where I can feel they're ready to spiral out into space, where I actually know I have to call them and pull them back in. Are you encountering a lot of people with this depression and lots of things hitting them out of the blue?
Yes, people hitting a lot of like sudden losses, or feeling a sudden loss in a way they never have before, or that sort of thing. It's quite a broad spectrum of things. I don't know
What about illness?
Lots of illness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, out of the blue kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But
I think sudden changes are probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And then people's like, I don't know if I can keep doing this. That I hear a lot.
I think people are finding that they're very discontent with their lives, mm-hmm. and looking around going, what am I doing here? I can't do this anymore. I'm miserable, or whether it's in a relationship or in their daily activities, you know, their jobs, whatever it may be. Also feeling waves of hopelessness. Have you encountered that with people?
Yes, I have, but it's funny. I was just thinking how several would suddenly, it turns around, and then they're just so busy they don't even remember that in a day or 2 days or something.
That's true, and it'll come in and then go away for a while and then, boom, come back in again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that...
And I think jobs are a big deal. There's a lot of people I know either looking for jobs or being released from jobs and questioning whether they can get jobs, that sort of thing.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's hard for people.
Well, I think also that energetically, and it's not only this country, and, you know, we have to go back to the United States as the most like Atlantis. This is a huge reason why we all decided to come in this lifetime, because we knew that, you know, Lazarus has talked about this many times, that technologically, you know, the U.S. is so advanced, blah, 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 but we're also, there's a lot of corruption, a lot of graft, a lot of greed, a lot of untruth, you know, kind of the dark side of what was a wonderful country and an inspiration to the world. And that has changed. And I'm sure that a lot of people feel this sensing of having a, almost like a net over the United States, where we're not getting full information. And feeling like we've been lied to would probably be the best expression that I could use.
Isn't that a revelation of an old system? Of
an old system trying to change?
No, I was thinking, as a Canadian, we all knew that Americans didn't get much news.
You know, you're absolutely right. And the first time I went to Canada and watched the news up there, I was like, what? this was in the mid-80s, and I was blown away.
But I guess my point is, like, isn't it just the revelation of those things that's really hitting people now?
I would say the revelation, but again, revelation is, it's like they just found out yesterday. They really didn't know, or an accumulation of revelations, and anybody that's watching 60 Minutes right now, the stuff that's on there is just mind-boggling. And
I haven't been watching it. Is it really exciting?
Oh, brilliant. The stuff that's on right now is just like, you kind of, every week I record it, because every week there's something new that and you're wondering how people don't know about these things. And
so it's time for them to break the...
Absolutely. But it's also creating waves of depression, of feeling helpless and hopeless. That, especially after we went through this whole debt ceiling thing and watching what went on and the way it went about happening, the whole sensing of, I'm looking for the word, of our president being impotent to accomplish any kind of real change against all these other forces. I mean, I think that that's been a real revelation for a lot of people. And, but anyway, back to the whole Atlantis thing, we came in with the idea of not allowing the destruction. Okay? And many people, everyone I work with certainly, still carry the sorrow of the destruction, one of the three destructions of Atlantis. I mean, it's still very deep within their soul and their psyche and their subconscious and unconscious. What's interesting to me is that we're smack dab in the middle of that with the U.S. right now. Mm-hmm. And this is not the time to feel that we can't have an impact and that we can't work our magic. The problem is that if we're feeling depressed, as we're going through these energies that are just bombarding the planet right now, it's really tough to have that focus and to bring hope and to envision different outcomes and magic for the U.S. when people are having such a hard time just getting a grasp on their own lives.
Well, it feels
and
like
their emotions.
New energies that almost like prods this incredible dust that engulfs us at times.
Yes.
the awakening, deadening dust or something. And you have to really fight to get out of it and get into the magic feelings again.
Yes, you do. And, I mean, and you know, everybody that's listening, you're all magicians. There's no reason why you can't do it, but you need to set the time aside to really be clear about the true freedom. I mean, when we look at the oil companies and the pharmaceutical companies you know, with all the things that have gone on, the oil company's taxes did not change one bit, which I thought was fascinating. Even the subsidies.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Even the subsidies to the oil companies did not change. And here we are subsidizing oil companies that are making more money than we can ever imagine. Mm-hmm. And
it makes my whole brain go kind of dull sometimes, like, oh, what is that?
Well, there was a thing on 60 Minutes last Sunday about the fact that all of these major corporations are moving part of their companies to either Ireland or Switzerland because their corporate taxes are so much cheaper there. So in essence, the way they've got it structured, they don't have to pay taxes in the U.S. because they're paying taxes over there. And the U.S., rather than cutting corporate taxes, okay, to pull all these companies back into the U.S., even though they have a presence in the U.S., they've moved all of their they've found the tax loophole to move what they need to move out of the country in order to be paying taxes in Ireland or Switzerland. And Ireland is actually cheaper. Almost every major corporation has a presence in Ireland. This was such a shocker to me.
And Ireland is broke as can be. It's a dying country for financially.
Well, not right now. They're going to be doing pretty damn well here real quick, which is why they have very cheap corporate tax. So they're at about 15%. But that's a lot. That will get Ireland back on its feet. And, but there are some inspirations coming up. There was a piece done on Brazil, and that was a couple of weeks ago, and it was, again, on 60 Minutes, absolutely brilliant about what they've done in that country. And so there are models evolving, but we still have this lid on, and I was talking to Natalia the other day about in the 80s, it was very wide open in Las Vegas about UFOs, ETs. I knew people that were going out and meeting with ETs in the desert. And, you know, people that worked at Area 51 were coming to my home, bringing me, oh God, manuscripts and all kinds of things. You know, I was throwing this stuff away because I didn't, I never understood why people gave me all these things. And, which I wish I had today. And, even MJ-12, before that was ever out and talked about, I had a copy of it, which I, you know, I'm amazed at. But the lid was really off in Las Vegas, and there was a lot of broadcasting going on from here. There were a lot of things going on, and literally the lid came down. You don't even have a MUFON, Mutual UFO Network, office in Las Vegas. You don't have any UFO sightings that you'll ever see posted in Las Vegas. They literally have a lid, and while I was looking at it the other day, and I thought, the lid they have in Las Vegas is like the lid in Area 51, like the lid they have on the country. It'll all start breaking loose, and I was kind of sent out to Trump the other day, and I don't know what I delivered or what I was supposed to do, but boy, it was energetically, it was quite a trip, and horrible energy out there. Oh my God. It's about 63 miles out of Las Vegas, but it's the back door to Area 51, and I came home. It took about 6 hours for my whole body just to completely vacate everything out of it. I mean, I had a major energy overload, and my body didn't want anything in it. Wow. So I told the team, no more errands till I get back on my feet. You know? You guys want to send somebody, figure it out. Okay. But so important that we realize that we were there in Atlantis, and this time we can't lose hope that we can make a difference. And, you know, so many times I've heard people say, well, you know, how can I as one person? But anybody who understands that they really are a magician and owns it and believes it, and that's really what this energy is that we're going through right now, is pushing us up to that next level. I talked to a client today, and I thought it was so interesting. And he said, you know, yesterday it hit me more than ever before. I'm really done with this lifetime. And I said to him, no, I said, I'm going to send you over this article I just got. And I said, when you read it, you'll understand what you're feeling, that you're literally letting go of this vibration at this level so that you can move up to a higher vibrational level. You know, it's not, and I've had people, and I don't know if you've heard this, Veronica, from your clients, people feeling invisible.
Yes, I have.
Okay, and that's because we're changing frequencies and we are not visible to a lot of people. Seriously. Which I think is fascinating. And that's part of the shift that we're going through. So my whole message tonight was to try to give hope to everybody so that you don't think you're losing your mind. You're not. Okay? That you don't think... And another statement I've heard from people is them not liking who they are right now. Feeling that they're cranky or they're out of sorts and feeling like it's not the authentic them. And that's this shaking loose of all this old ancient stuff.
I think that that's going on both in me and a lot of the people I know. Maybe, for small sort of like spirals of time or little cores of self. That are.
Yes, of course. Well, it's not a 24/7 thing.
Thank
but
heaven.
It definitely does come up mm-hmm. where, you know, you'll be in a situation or do something and think, you know, I could have been so much nicer. You know, it's just like... Or why would I say something like that? Or why would I do something like that? Or just generally feeling like you can't relate because you're observing yourself. You can't relate to who you are as a person, right. Knowing that you're something different than that. And again, as you said, spirals of time where it comes in. Also, a lot of best laid plans for people. Feeling like something's going along swimmingly and then all of a sudden, phew, making a left turn.
Yeah.
I must have struck a chord.
Yeah. I have found that even in doing my work with my clients, you know, I'm running back and forth to see my dad still, so I'm a little disrupted. But
yes,
doing work with clients, so I sort of mess up with somebody. I kind of forget that they were this time, but they forget too, and then everybody else forgets, and it all moves about a half hour later or something. It's very strange. I count on it, you know?
Yes. It's time is becoming very malleable. Time and no time. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they went to do something, and they actually, the time that they left to do it or something to that effect, anyway, there actually was no change on their watch in terms of time. And so a lot of people are experiencing this time, no time, which is just validation of the stuff that I just read. I mean, that's really what we're experiencing. So I really want to say be gentle with yourselves, guys, because this is, I've had to really, you know, be kind to me, you know, as I've gone through all this crap going, this is so not me. I don't do sick. You know, I don't do
Well, on another level, I was going to say, I find myself doing more than I ever imagined being able to do in a day and being able to do it. It's all right, you know?
Like yes.
An odd kind of... version of what you're saying about...
Yes, I talked to somebody the other day, and they said that in like an hour and a half, they had accomplished a full day's work and didn't know how they did it. And so these things are happening.
Funny.
And they're happening all over. I mean, I just think it's fabulous. But also, I know it's challenging, and I know it's difficult for people. Also, impatience with family members, that's coming up. Feeling separated from family members, that's coming up. Especially with these changes, you may feel disconnect from family members. And I know that's an issue for you at times, Veronica. And I'm even feeling it with my own children. It's like, hello, where are you? You know. So there's this strange kind of disconnect going on.
It's been really good for me because I keep finding those disconnects, as you're calling them, but there's sort of a new me that's beginning to find freedom. I don't know. It's really hard to explain.
Well, as you disconnect, you do find the freedom because you're not operating within that codependent relationship.
Yeah. And you don't fit, really, anyway.
No. But and so your whole sense of finding more freedom is absolutely right on. And that this was a process that the team took me through many, many years ago, and I was out at the Temple of Sekhmet, and they kind of took over, and it was that I am no longer my mother's daughter, I'm no longer my daughter's mother, and, you know, they made me go through the whole chain, disconnecting. And what it did is it disconnected the negative aspects of it, the codependent, but still held on to the loving aspects of it. And, but it was really big and it was really deep. Oh, and it wasn't fun.
Some of the best things aren't really fun, yeah.
No, it wasn't fun, especially, I mean, this is back some years ago, about 8, 9, 10 years ago. Probably 10. Okay, I'm going to bring in the team. Hopefully I can hold the energies here. If they promise not to make them too big. Okay, I have a light situation. Now they're messing with me. Okay. All right. Welcome, everyone. So good to be with all of you and you, Veronica.
And you, too. Welcome back.
We thank you. Well, we never left, but we just had a channel that was having some experience. All right. Now, we want to say to every one of you, this is the time to be very connected and in contact with your higher self, with your guides, with your teams, including star family, friends, etc. Now, for some of you who have established these relationships, you may find that there are new beings coming in, and yes, there are. Now, it's been, not quite a year since the Stargate was opened. And there's been a lot of talk, not only in this universe, but in other universes, about what's going on in Earth. For many, there were those that had never really heard about Earth and got curious. So you gave the opportunity to many beings to come and find out about Earth, and now they're taking a very deep interest in what you're all doing. Now, some of them are surprised you even want to be here because they see the commitment that you have to the changes that are possible for your planet and for humanity as a whole. For some, there's curiosity. For some, a great deal of respect and honor. for some detachment, observing, not to be mistaken with beings that don't care, but remember that you're a different kind of race. All right, you're playing a different kind of game, a very unusual one, especially experiencing yourself as separate from your source. This is a very big issue. And for some of these races, they felt it was impossible to create consciousness at a level where you could experience yourself as totally separate from your source. So for some of you, you may have experiences of feeling like you're being observed, feeling like there is something in your home or in your for some of you in your car, and they are observing. Your dreams may be a little extra strange lately. You will make it through this time, people. We promise you. Try to find as many ways as you can to be happy, to find joy, some way, to find gratitude, some way, all right? Now there are those of you that are very diligent about your reality creation, and we encourage you to be diligent, to find the processes that work for you. Pay special attention right now to your child and adolescent because they are struggling. And if you have not adequately and over a long period of time established a relationship with them, they're going to be screaming bloody murder because they're feeling, we would say, even more disconnected than you may be feeling right now. They need your assurance. They need to know that you are there for them. You are it. You're all they've got. They are stuck in time and space. Your job, meditatively, to spend time with them, to assure them, to give them a sense of safety, a sense of being loved and protected. Listen to them, listen to their concerns. What you don't want right now is them running your life, and they can. Now, the opportunities ahead for all of you are beyond your wildest dreams. So we advise all of you to spend some time writing out your dreams. Now, we don't want to bust your dreams, all right? But don't think you're going to run a major hospital if you don't have some education. That kind of stuff doesn't make sense. New dreams, dreams that work for you. And you can all conjure up new ideas, things that you love. What can I do that's exciting and fun and be of service? And have a beautiful, prosperous, happy life. Really play with that. Write about it. Visualize it. Feel it. Feel the emotions of being there. Being in the experience. Being filled with joy. For some of you, it's about relationship. For some of you, it's about health. For some of you, it's about prosperity, feeling safe in some way. And we would encourage you to work with abundance rather than just cash. You can save the flow of abundance into my life experience or into my business or into whatever. Money flows easily. But we encourage you to use whatever formulas work for you. And if they're not working, then look for new formulas. But this is a critical time where you can create beyond your wildest dreams. It may not land for a couple of months. But this is the time to be doing the creations, laying the foundation, the footings for what it is you really want to create. For some of you, it may include a move. For some of you, again, it may be help. Changing out your cells, seeing your cells healed, shifted, changed, aligned with that higher vibration and frequency that you're going to, where disease can't live. It can't function because it's not an energetic match. Now we have lots of you who are doing maps. And we encourage you, if you're doing maps with crystals right now, to send that information. Okay, I'm doing crystals for this, or on cities, or on the countries, or wherever. There's one person doing them with all the nuclear power plants. And it was recommended by one of them that possibly if everybody knew what each other were doing and you all joined together, that it could amplify what you're doing. So if you're working with maps and crystals, please send that information to the channel and give her permission to share it with all of the others and you with you as well, so that you all know who's doing what, so that you can all join your energies together. This is part of your magic, people. This is part of your magic. This is not a time to think small. It's a time to believe that there is no limit to what you can do. And there is no limit to the miracles and the magic that you can create. That's why you came to planet Earth. You promised yourselves you wouldn't forget who you were. And you wouldn't forget your commitment. And unfortunately, coming to Earth, that's what happens. This is not a time to think small, and it's not a time to think that you're not enough. Those two things will sabotage you. It is a time. Wherever you are drawn, all right, whatever calls you to work on that, and people all over the planet are awakening to the fact that this is a global proposition. That you are all connected. The next step from there, that we are all connected with you. And the next step is that you were never separate, ever, from your source, from God, God is all that is, that you can't be. You are a spark of God and Goddess, experiencing itself through you, becoming more of itself through you, through your experiences. So stop thinking small. And remember that whatever calls you whatever your heart's desire is, that thing, that place, that experience would not be calling you unless your soul, your very soul, and your soul's purpose was in alignment with it. Call on your soul. Call on your higher self. As we said, this is a time to establish those relationships very solidly. And if you're not certain what that is, then call them in. I ask you to show me in the dream time the highest place, the best place for me to bring my energy. We know so many of you say, well, let me know who I really am. Well, you're a spark of God, God is all it is. That's who you really are. And you get to choose. But your soul, your higher self, your spirit can help you align with, vibrate with that experience that is part of the life you were born to live, the thing that you came here to do. And it may be more than one, and more than likely is. But look for a core where you can find the offshoots and all the variables, the buffet, if you will, where you can pick and choose a little of this, some of that, this dessert, that salad.
We only have 2 minutes left.
All right. Well, Veronica, talk about your show. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know who my guest is on Tuesday night, Paradigm Shifters. This is 8 o'clock Tuesday night, and I have some pending guests, so we'll see who's coming up. And Thursday night will be more about becoming your authentic self, and that's at 7 o'clock Thursday night, and then you.
All right. Well, we would like to work with all of you tonight. With your higher self and your soul and your spirit, your guides, unseen friends, star families. Having a meeting to talk with you about your direction, what calls your heart and soul. That thing that gives you inspiration, that will excite you, that will awaken you, that will inspire you, that will make you come alive. We would love to do that for you if you will call us in tonight. It is our joy to be of assistance in that way. Know that there are many, many races coming in now. So some of you may be having some interesting experiences, but nothing to be afraid of. We promise you. If you welcome them in, they will be there. Know that we love each and every one of you. We know your struggles. We know your joys. We know your desires. We know your fears. We encourage you to let go of fear. It is the biggest illusion on your planet. It is the biggest thing that holds you back. Until we speak with each and every one of you again in this format, we send you all our total, complete, unconditional love, and to you, dear Veronica,
Thank you.
All of you. And know that you're doing wonderfully. It may not feel like it right now, but you are the inspiration to not only people on your planet, but many beings off your planet. Namaste, dear ones. Okay, we're still on?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, Ronnie, it's been great to be with you again and great to be with all of you. Love you so very much. Remember, a piece of each and every one of you is within Veronica and I, and a piece of us is within you. It can be no other way. We really are all one. Good night, everyone. Many blessings.
Good night.
Good night, Ronnie.
Glad you're getting wonderfully better.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.